Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm your host, Shelley Harrison, with another episode of Amplify Your Influence, a lively show featuring speakers, authors, and presenters who are on the cutting edge of top-level success in their speaking business or already there. This show will bring you intriguing people across the country who have successfully amplified their influence on stage, television, and other media platforms. Today, we are talking about expanding your fempire with speaking with our leading lady, Katarina Rondo. A bit about Katarina, I'm going to share her background here a little bit. Katarina Rondo is the founder of the Thriving Women in Business community. She is on a mission to teach, mentor, and support women to be themselves, do their thing, serve their people, and massively monetize their mastery. She shows women entrepreneurs how to be loud and proud about the value they bring in order to make their businesses thrive. Her clients grow, shine, expand, open themselves up to new possibilities, and take their businesses further than ever before. Katarina is all about positivity, integrity, generosity, community, providing, and massively giving value while uplifting others. She is a sought-after speaker, event producer, and author. Her latest book is The ABCs of Public Speaking, and Learn to Think Differently from Watkins Publishing is published in over 13 countries and several languages. Katarina has been featured or keynote speaker at over 2,000 live events in the United States and abroad. Good morning, Katarina. Welcome to the show, and thank you for gracing us today with your incredible wisdom.
Hi, Shelley. Happy to be with you.
I'm happy for you to be here with us too, Katarina. And I want to open the show. Let's talk about your fempire and how you serve women on a mission.
A woman's fempire is her business that she's created because she wants to use her business not only to generate revenue and profit, she wants to use her business to uplift the lives of others, to be of service. And the idea is not that while she's building her fempire and running a business, she's also blissing in her whole life, that she has set up her business in a way that it doesn't just be of service to others, it also supports her to live her ideal life. And that's what I want for all women entrepreneurs.
Yes, and that's so important, and I love what you do. Obviously, we've known each other for a few years, and I know that women in your community, I mean, including me, I feel like I'm a part of it too, and you are all about helping women to really love their business, you know, bling in their business, and just really enjoy the, you know, the journey of being on that mission to, you know, whether it's increasing revenue, building a business, whatever that might be. And I know you actually teach why speaking is so important to grow a business. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Yes. The reason why speaking is so effective is because speaking allows you to build Insta influence.
Yes.
For example, when
yep.
you go networking, when we go networking, Shelley, we meet people and they might like us, but they don't necessarily know that we are the solution to whatever their challenge is. When they hear us speak, though, we get to share our massive value, and that's
yeah.
why we build Insta influence.
Yes. No, I love that, too. And how does someone get started with speaking?
I'm laughing because, my friend, the way we get started is we go and we do it. You know, I remember many years ago, I was a young businesswoman, and I wanted to speak, and I was head of this women's organization, and we got these flyers in the mail, and they asked me to distribute these flyers, everybody, and it was about a women's conference. And I picked up the phone, and I told them that, you know, I was a speaker, and I asked if they were looking for more speakers. And, you know, I hadn't really done any speaking at the time. But guess what? They said yes. And between that day and the day the conference came around, I worked on my speech. I got some speech coaching. And it was a very successful day and event. And that's how we get started. We get started. And what a lot of women, I want to have everybody hear this, Shelley, is a lot of women get ready to begin to think about getting going. And they take months, if not years, to get ready. And I want to encourage people, go ahead, get in action. Yes.
Yes. No, I love that. And, you know, and kind of going back to that event where you said, yes, that, you know, they did need additional speakers. What was your mindset at that time? I mean, were you nervous? Were you kind of thinking, oh my gosh, what did I sign up for?
The truth is yes. Now, I will say that I always love to speak. So I never, I was always the student that picked the oral presentation instead of the written presentation. I had spoken, but not in a business context. And the thing is that nobody's usually, most of the time, Shelley, you know, nobody's booking you to speak in 5 minutes. They're booking you to speak in 5 months or 5 weeks, which gives you time to get ready. And even, Shelley, you know, when I encourage everyone to host their own Zoom workshops every month, you know, all you have to do is pick a date and pick a time. Between now and then, you will get ready because you have a place to deliver it. A lot of people think, I got to write my speech before I'm going to deliver it. But the truth is that if you don't have a place to give it, there's no urgency for you to write it or work on it. So as a result, it's never going to get done.
Yeah, and it's all about the preparation. You know, I know the industry that I'm in is in the speaking business, and I know I'm always, you know, sharing with my clients that preparation and just say yes. And like you pointed out, you know, if it's 5 months from now, there's plenty of time, you know, to prepare for that speaking engagement. And, you know, Katerina, why do you think people don't embrace speaking?
Well, as we know, it's
more people.
A lot of people are scared of public speaking, and it's understandable because it is a vulnerable act to do public speaking. However, the more you do it, the better you get, the easier it gets, and the more you, and then when you start coming home with clients, you kind of start to fall in love with it, you know, and then you want to do it more. I mean, Shelley, think of it. There's nothing better. You walk out of your house, or now we just turn on the computer, we go to Zoom, you go to a room where nobody knows you, and by the time you leave, you've got new clients. I mean, what could be better than that?
I know, right?
Right? Yeah. So when people do that, they will absolutely want to embrace public speaking more.
And I definitely think that it's, a, you know, not just a lead generator, it's also a relationship building opportunity because, you know, what you want to look at is, I think when you go to an event, you know, even though you're gaining new potential clients, that you're really bridging to get ready for that new relationship, that new business relationship and bringing them into your community. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I'd like to share, if I could, Shelley, the influence equation, because this is why public speaking is so effective and why it's good for your business, even when you're not getting clients, even when you're not inviting people to be your client. What it does is it builds visibility. You get to share your value. And if you're doing it consistently, that's building massive influence. Here's the influence equation. Visibility plus value plus consistency equals influence.
There you go. And because we're Amplify Your Influence, that's the name of the show, we just got that secret sauce equation from Katerina Rondo, right?
That's right, my friend.
And Katerina, when you think about this, why do you think there are people that just don't feel like they're a good public speaker?
Well, here's what I want everyone to know, and this is very important, because this show is really for women that want to grow professionally or grow in their business. Nobody expects you to be the razzle-dazzle Tony Robbins or Les Brown speaker. When you're speaking to grow your business or advance your career, what people are interested in is, what do you have for me? How can you help me? And that's what they're looking for. So it doesn't matter if you're not a slick speaker. What matters is that you bring your value to the audience. That's what your audience cares about. Now, Shelley, I do have a super tip here, though, to help everybody out.
Oh,
may I share it?
Give it? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever people are speaking, and this is in a meeting, even on the phone, or, of course, giving a speech, I want everyone to wear their cape. And CAPE stands for certainty, authenticity, positivity, and enthusiasm. Wear your CAPE. Certainty, authenticity, yes. Positivity and enthusiasm. And when you do that, you will absolutely be successful. Let me suggest also, certainty is your confidence. Authenticity is just be yourself. And positivity, of course, nobody likes depresso speakers. They want to be uplifted. And the E is for enthusiasm, which is really bring your vitality, bring extra energy to the conversation.
I love that. And I think if more speakers use that cape, mind you, wore their cape, I think that they would have more success on stage. Absolutely. What inspires you to do this work, Katerina?
What inspires me? Well, I will tell you. My friend Tracy, who I met a few years ago, she was a beautiful woman. She would be in a meeting and she would not barely speak. And in fact, if I said to you, you remember Tracy, she was at the meeting, you might not even remember she was there. Well, now it's 3 years later. She has cultivated her own community. She's hosting workshops. She's running clubhouse rooms. She's hosting her own conferences. And she's loud and proud. And she's helping women have a bold life. So that is why I do it, to see women make their dreams come true and to see women falling in love more with themselves and seeing that they have more capacity for creating what they want than they thought they had. And here's the other thing, Shelley, especially pandemic related. There is nothing that I have ever encountered more powerful than a community of women together, supporting each other, uplifting each other, sharing resources, sharing tears, sharing ideas, lifting each other up. That is the hugest gift of my life, and every woman needs that, and I'm honored to have been able to cultivate that and bring that to women.
I know, and you do it in such a big way. I've been on many, or in, I should say, Zoom rooms with you, and you just inspire people. You keep people engaged, and there are so many things that you do in a Zoom workshop that, or I should say your workshops, or even if you're speaking in front of a, you know, on a virtual event, the enthusiasm, and you definitely wear your cape. I mean, there are so many things that you walk the talk, what you're teaching. And, you know, as far as the story that you shared about Tracy, what do you think that one thing was that really kind of helped her switch the thinking, you know, of her being that meek person to someone now who's running her own workshops and building her own community?
Right. Well, the first thing is the power of the Zoom thing having a Zoom thing that you can always invite people to when you're out networking, when you're getting referrals, rather than inviting people to be your client, invite them to your Zoom thing, build some influence, build some relationship first, and then talk about doing business. She started that.
Yeah.
The other thing is that she has put her attention on bringing women together, and community is very powerful, Shelley. Women, women make friends. They do collaborations, all kinds of things. That is another one. Of course, I'm going to say she has a great mentor, me, who has supported her and told I mean, that's the truth. You have to get a good mentor because they're going to tell you what you don't know that you don't know to get from where you are to where you want to be. And I would say for me, it took me years before I started to I mean, I had a coach, and but then for years I didn't. I didn't understand that you could have it for the speaking business. Made a huge difference. You always want to have a mentor because here's the thing, and if I could share this, Shelley, if I could share the myth of the seminar, here's the thing. We go to a seminar, and you know me, that's what I want. I want people to come to the seminar, right? But guess what? That's only the first, because the seminar is education. What the seminar is not is ongoing support, ongoing guidance. There's no structure to meet every week or every month. There's no community. There's no ongoing encouragement with a seminar. And that's why group programs are so effective. Being in community is so effective. Having a mentor is so effective. And that's the difference. People think, oh, I'll go to the seminar and I'll get everything I need. Well, yeah, you might learn some stuff, but you're not mastering that stuff that you're learning. And that is why this ongoing support and ongoing guidance and everything you get with a great mentor and a great community will continue to support you as you grow. And that's what Tracy's got. That's what I want everyone to have.
Yeah, and I love what you're sharing, Katarina. You are just filled with resources, tips, and different things that, you know, that you've shown are proven, and I appreciate that. And right now, we're going to go take a quick moment and recognize one of our sponsors from Michelle Berglist.
Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be San Diego's largest private nonprofit university, founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And now, Shelley, back to your show.
Great. Thank you so much, Michelle. And we're going to go back to Katarina. Katarina, over the past year and a half, what would you say is the biggest obstacle that you had to face in your business, and how did you overcome it?
Well, Shelley, you know, I do tons of retreats. We do retreats on cruise ships. We've done retreats at hotels, and I've had six retreats cancel during the pandemic. Our next two are scheduled in January, and the ship is requiring everyone's vaccinated, so I think I just lost six gals that are not vaccinated. But here's what I want to say. And, you know, everyone talks about pivot. It's not necessarily that you have to pivot. You have to look at what do you do and how could you do it differently. And what I did was I took everything on Zoom. And also the other thing is, Shelley, I have a long-term view of my business. So I told you we had six cancellations. Everyone got their money back or they transferred. You want to look at each relationship, and you don't want to blame it on the pandemic. You want to make sure your clients are happy. And that's what I did. I made sure everyone was happy. And that is a long-term view. You want to have a long-term view. The other thing is I brought all the ladies together. When the pandemic hit, we started doing monthly all-community meetings to talk about their business, to talk about what funding was available and were they how they could take advantage of it and all kinds of things. And the other thing with not only making sure all your clients are happy, but staying in touch with them, making sure that you're reaching out to them, not just them having to reach out to you, and having opportunities for people to get together. Because when the pandemic hit, it was uncertain times for all of us, and we all had to do business differently, and we had to think about, and there was uncertainty for all of us. So let's be uncertain together and get together in community. And that made a huge difference. And now we will keep doing our retreats, but we will not go back to live and in-person events on a frequent basis, because now what's happened, as many businesses have changed, we're now serving women all over the country as opposed to only women in our local area because everybody's Zoom in, right? So that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. I think that is definitely something where you showed, you know, just those six women who, like you said, you know, just reach out to each of them, make sure they're happy. And sometimes I think as women, we can be overwhelmed, you know, with too many things happening. And, you know, what would you say to those women who, you know, when you say stay in touch with each and every client and, you know, what if they're overwhelmed? What are some of those things that you, techniques that you would recommend for them to kind of get past the overwhelm?
Well, that's why having other, not just your coach, but an accountability buddy or a mastermind group with other women where you can bring your challenges, where you can get support, is definitely something that I encourage everyone to do. That's one thing. The other thing is, in terms of your business, don't wait until there's a crisis to reach out to your clients. Have structured things. For example, this past weekend, I did my mid-year client appreciation event. That's standard operating procedure. We do it every August for the ladies to come together, to have speakers. We do planning in December. We have quarterly planning meetings. This is standard operating procedure. So have opportunities for them to get support structured in your business. Again, don't wait till there's a crisis. Be proactive.
Proactive, yes. No, that's great advice. Definitely great advice. And like you pointed out, I think it's a good thing for women to, you know, to have those opportunities where they can talk with other women, have a community, whether it's a mastermind meeting or something else where they can share what some of those things are, the challenges that they're having within their business. Yeah, very good. Well, Katarina, can you tell us about the community of women that you have and what are some of the trends that you're seeing in business that are kind of encouraging?
Well, I will tell you my favorite new thing is Clubhouse. We are on Clubhouse, my community, and I do believe that Clubhouse, which is a platform that is all audio, is like, it's like going to the Zoom meeting, only there's no video, it's only audio. If people are not on Clubhouse, I want to encourage them to get on Clubhouse and also to build community on Clubhouse. That's the biggest trend that I'm seeing. The second biggest trend is women using Instagram Reels to expand their reach, build influence, and gain clients. And I have not started doing Instagram Reels myself, but I did just have somebody come and talk to my community about Instagram Reels because that is something that is really gaining a lot of popularity. And those are short videos.
Yeah. No. Again, great advice. And what do you believe attributes to your continued success of amplifying your influence and building your community?
The first thing is that I focus on building influence. I focus on bringing massive value. And I recognize that it's relationships first, results and revenue second. That is a very important equation for long-term business success. Relationships first, results, and revenue second. So that means if somebody's unhappy, if you can throw a little money at the problem, you throw a little money at the problem if that makes someone happy. Also, I reinvest in my business. I reinvest in my clients because, again, having a long-term view of my business. I've been in business 28 years. Now, it's looked very different over those 28 years because we're always growing. We're always expanding. Right. So that's those are a couple things that I think and also be having a positive disposition and having a coach, a mentor is very important.
Well, and I know you have a lot of fun too. And I remember, and I want to say this was just a few months ago, where you were sending out boxes of bling and fun stuff to some of your attendees. And I can't remember which event it was, but do you remember that as far as the box that
created? We send out all kinds of things. We're having coming up very soon, we're having our Shiro Speaker Summit, which is all about using speaking to build revenue and gain clients. And before that event, we send out chocolates, we send out infographic cards, and we send out satin capes for all the ladies. Remember them to wear their cape. And also to remember that speaking is a superpower, just like a superhero, only we say Super Shiro because speaking is a superpower.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And what is one thing that you would like women to know just so it can help them to stay true to their mission?
Here's what I want women to know. Many women started their career in a corporation or an institution that had its own culture. When you have your own business, bing, 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 you get to set it up any way you want. And you get to do business the way it works for you. That's what I want women to know. They get to do it any way they want. If they want to take Fridays off, if they want to go to Pilates in the morning or yoga, if they want to build a team so they never have to answer another email, which is my next dream, Shelley, that is... they get to do it that way. I love to talk to my clients. I just don't want to answer email, okay? You get to set it up any way you want. That is the super tip.
Ah, very good, very good. And where do you see yourself landing in the next 2 years with your business, Katarina?
In the next 2 years, well, next year we're going to start to do Train the Trainer. I have a great Thrive at Sales program that we've been running since before the pandemic, and I'm starting to train other women business coaches and trainers to lead that course.
Oh,
so that is my next big thing. Of course, I'm halfway through my next book, and of course, when we come back fully, I want to even do more retreats.
Well, you are always a woman on a mission, and you know, thank you so much for sharing everything today. And I think if you had to say, you know, one thing that really describes how you're feeling right now in your business, what's that one word that defines how you're feeling?
Bliss.
Bliss.
I'm blissing in my business.
Bliss.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Well, I know our listeners may want to reach out to you, Katarina. How did they get in contact with you?
You can get in contact with me any way you prefer. LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I will answer your message directly. You can also look at our website, katarinarando.com, katerinarando.com. Also, please look me up on Clubhouse and join us. We have weekly networking rooms. We have listening rooms. We have all kinds of things happening on Clubhouse in our Thriving Women in Biz Club. And also, we have a Facebook group, Thriving Women in Business.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Katarina. That's our show for today, and we hope you gain new ideas and wisdom from our powerful guest, Katarina Rando. Thank you, Katarina, for being our leading lady today on Women Lead Radio on Amplify Your Influence. And a special thanks to all of our listeners in the U.S., our international listeners and followers, too. We'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. It's been my absolute pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and remember to build your influence authentically and compassionately.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business, executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.